Dayton filmmaker Leah Bird is trying to break down racial and gender boundaries in a new web series called Hot and Bothered. The characters in her series are among the most underrepresented in television, Black women, and members of the LGBTQ community. A 2016 report by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation found that less than 40% of all regularly recurring characters on TV shows are Black, and that only 25% of LGBTQ characters are people of color. Leah Bird's series has both. Community Voices producer George Drake Jr. talked to Leah Bird to learn more about her new show, Hot and Bothered.
Leah Bird's early fascination with YouTube showed her that people could be filmmakers without support from a major film studio.
When I was like in sixth grade, I did a whole speech in my English class explaining in detail how you can become a partner with the website YouTube because I was like that into it.
And she still is. Leah's now 22. She's graduated from film school at Wright State, and thanks to a successful Kickstarter campaign, she's recently finished the first season of her web series, Hot and Bothered. She wrote, directed, and stars in each episode.
Dude, we're like Dayton famous.
I know, like, we're about to be huge, and I mean like, living Dayton huge.
I mean, they'll have to have us on.
Leah's releasing the show online, not only because it's what she grew up with and knows, but because she knows her demographic as well.
The internet is a more accessible space for people of color, especially like queer people of color's content. Like, I'm in those spaces. I know there's an audience there online for it. And you don't really see that often on like television, especially movies. There's hardly anybody like me that has been able to make it to that like old money playhouse.
Hot and Bothered revolves around her character Liz, a 20-something biracial lesbian living in Dayton, and Stan, Liz's white straight friend. At the end of the first episode, Liz starts to make a dating app for lesbians called Scissor, which the show revolves around.
There's this thing called Apps on Apps, okay? It's this app that you can use to make other apps. So, like, you can make yourself the grinder for lesbians. Yeah, I know!
That's real?
Yeah,
dude.
It's free. Look it up.
It's
just take
free.
My advice and make your app, okay?
That's more of the narrative, that it's about this friendship between these two friends that have like different levels of privilege, different points of view, and different experiences living in Dayton, and how this app sort of challenges their friendship.
Leah lives with those different privileges, points of view, and experiences every day. Like her character, she too is a biracial lesbian. So she's implemented much of her life into the show, including one scene from the first episode Leah used as one of the preview scenes for the show's Kickstarter.
It's a dinner scene where it's like my character is on a date with seemingly somebody they've been talking to for quite some time, and they ask her to be their girlfriend.
I can't.
Why not?
She's like, oh no, like my family's not okay with it, yada yada. And my character's like, oh, they're homophobic, like I get it, blah blah blah. And then it turns out she's like,
oh, no, it's not because she's homophobic. No, oh my god, she coached softball. Her favorite character on Rugrats is Phil and Lil's mom. It's because you're Black.
That joke came from a real instance where like a friend's grandma said that about me, where, and I remember that was one of my first like skit ideas when I wanted to make a web series, was that.
Between the racism and homophobia Leah's encountered in her life, Hot and Bothered could have had dark and dramatic scenes. Even that dinner scene could have been heavy. But she chose to frame it with humor, to reach people who may have different viewpoints.
I hope that it's just planting seeds in a way, because I don't expect it to just flat out change someone's ideological beliefs. But I hope that it brings an idea to someone's mind from a perspective, oh, like, I didn't think of it from that way. Like, maybe I should reevaluate this idea.
It's also not just experiences from Leah's life that she's put in the show. The character of Stan is loosely based off of her real-life friend, Steve, who says seeing someone portray him isn't weird at all.
It made me feel actually pretty thrilled. It was really fun to have a storyline built with my influence.
He's helped Leah out with her film projects in the past, and while he was considered for the role of Stan at the beginning, he decided against it because of the time commitment. But he did help her out with the writing process by giving her complete freedom over Stan.
I just basically gave Leah like the green light to just say anything she wanted to. The things that were bothering her, I didn't want her to hold back at all.
Where's your girl?
I don't know. I haven't seen her yet. I mean, still no reply.
Just give it some time. She seemed pretty hyped. Plus, she used the red heart emoji and not the strictly platonic blue one, so...
I guess that's true.
Leah used to edit other people's videos to enter into competitions, make short videos with friends, and marvel at comedy shows on television, hoping to do that one day. And now she is.
It's just crazy because I know if, like, 17-year-old Leah could see what happened to my thesis project, oh, it's making me, like, almost, like, want to tear up. Oh, now I'm getting choked up.
The first season of Hot and Bothered will premiere at the Neon on February 8th. For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm George Drake Jr.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.